Patient's name is Beverly Kaufman. First name Beverly. Last name Kofman. Date of birth 7/29/1946. Date of service 7/11/2022. History of present illness: a 75-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a scalp lesion that has been present for an unknown period of time. Patient does appear to be confused, but she is accompanied by her husband. Allergies to clomazine and dextra. Current medication to aspirin, medical history, arthritis, neuropathy, surgical history, right leg, left ankle, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, the HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 105 over 66, heart rate 79, respiration 16, temp 97.8, O2 96, and unable to obtain her weight as she was unable to get out of her vehicle. Physical exam, general, she's A&O times 3, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest is 1S2, respirations, even unlabored, cleared auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, neuro ANO times 3. Gait is unsteady. She does need assistance with ambulation. Skin's warm, dry. She does have multiple lesions on her scalp, a lesion on her left forearm, as well as a lesion on her right hip. Lesions on her scalp measure approximately 2 to 3 centimeters in diameter, which are thick, scaly, and rough, as well as the lesion on her left forearm and right hip. Assessment and plan number one, suspicious lesions. Patient needs to be referred to dermatology to have her lesions possibly biopsied and assessed to be ruled out for cancerous lesions. I did discuss this with the husband, and he does agree with this plan of care. I did give him a referral to Dr. Lee here in Cleveland and his business card. If the patient has any worsening of condition, she's more than welcome to return to our clinic for further evaluation. Otherwise, she will proceed to Dr. Lee's clinic to be evaluated by the specialist. Husband was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.